Hello, this is Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com with another one of our many, many, many wine review podcasts that we write up a wine on the CheapWineFinder.com website, and then we plug in the microphone, and we're done writing, and we talk about it. If you first time here, we've been doing this, you know, the review website for 15 years, the podcast for a couple of years. Cheap wine, when we started, was a number three Google search term. There was cheap airfare, cheap big screen TV, cheap hotel, cheap rent-a-car, anything. Cheap was internet slang. It was getting the most for the least, and that really works when it comes to wine. And we went, okay, we can get behind that. So what we got today is a Trader Joe's wine, a Grand Reserve wine. $12.99. It's the Trader Joe's Grand Reserve Santa Lucia Highlands Pinot Noir 2021. Back in January of 22, they had a Diamond Reserve Santa Lucia Highlands Pinot Noir that we didn't really like because it had too much alcohol. It was off. Pinot Noirs, well, the Burgundian style of Pinot Noir are kind of light and feathery. Yeah, there we go. And kind of complicated and weird and funky and get weird aromas and weird scents that when you first have them, you go, what the heck is that? And afterwards, you can't get enough of it. And when they have too much alcohol, that's mostly wiped away. And this wine has like 14.78% alcohol, which is that's Zinfandel and Cabernet Sauvignon territory. So it is a modern in the Meiomi style, though it doesn't go all the way to Meiomi. Meiomi had Petite Sirah and Zinfandel stuff blended in with it, and I don't know if this one does or not, but it doesn't taste like it does. I'm not really crazy about the modern Pinot Noirs that, because I like the funky, cool ones. But I also like red blends, and those style of wines remind me of red blends. So it's like, I mean, okay, I didn't get what I want for a Pinot Noir, but I got a good red blend, because they usually taste pretty good. But they just don't, for me, they're not Pinot Noirs. And for me, this one isn't really either. Let's take a little sip of it. Because it does taste good, but it just doesn't, when I got a need for Pinot, it doesn't do it for me. Got a lot of barrel scents in the nose, like oak barrel. That almost smells like some of those wines that have whiskey barrels in there. You know, because it has kind of nose, it's kind of whiskey. It's not a whiskey barrel one. But you get those scents, those really kind of strong whiskey scents, but not like the whiskey barrel things. But you don't normally get that in a Pinot Noir. And you're getting these round, chocolatey, black cherry flavors. Maybe some blueberries, some spice, soft spice. It's not overboard. You get French vanilla. You get dusty chocolate, like Nestle's chocolate powder. You get that kind of thing. Maybe some black pepper here and there. Maybe tart cranberry. I mean, all those things sound pretty good, right? Just doesn't like Pinot Noir. So that's my issue here. If you're looking for one of the things, this we're coming up on Thanksgiving 2023, and one of the reasons you grab a Pinot Noir, a Burgundian style Pinot Noir, not a new modern style Pinot Noir, is because turkey meat is kind of not the most flavorful thing in the world, and a Pinot Noir won't overpower it. Plus, its main flavor is cherry, and that kind of goes with the whole harvest feast kind of thing, so it does fit right in. And plus, it's got good acidity, so when you're having all these gooey side dishes and what have you, it cuts right through that. So Pinot Noir does really well for Thanksgiving, but this one's a little bit too much, I think. Not that you can't have it afterwards, a glass afterwards, or even before while watching TV on the football game, but I don't think this is, if you're going to a classic pairing, this one isn't it. Santa Lucia Highlands is in Monterey. It's about a 45-degree angle coming off the Monterey Bay. It runs along the Salinas River, and it's on the eastern side in the foothills of the mountains. I don't remember what mountains they are, but that's where all the vineyards are, and there's some really, really good vineyards. This is $12.99, and a typical Santa Lucia Highland Pinot Noir starts at maybe 20 and goes up to 120, 130. There's some big names in California who have vineyards there, and their wines are really expensive. Most of the wines are 40 to 50 to 60 in that area, 35. They're sprinkled in there. $12.99 is low, real low. Yeah, and there, like I said, there are some of the godfathers of California wine grow grapes there. So like Pizzoni and Hahn, and there's more. But that doesn't have anything to do, but it's a very good place to be looking for wine. So there you go. It's the Trader Joe's Grand Reserve Santa Lucia Highlands Pinot Noir 2021. If you like your Pinots big and bold, this is it for you. You like it feathery and complex? Nope. But that's it for me, Domain Dave, cheapwinebetter.com. Like us where you like your podcasts, and keep it cheap. Adios. Bye-bye.